Oh, oh, kill him. Oh, kill him. Oh, 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 kill him. Oh, kill him. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
oh,
oh, get buckets.
No, you don't.
My cousin Terry out here still, you know, he at it again. Oh, oh, oh.
Uh-huh. Liquor license. A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Lick a license.
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Lick a license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Lick a license.
Hey yo,
kids! What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. Well, I mean, little Terry. This is going on to the little Terry O Christmas special.
Yo, man! Shout out to Terry O. Merry Christmas, my brother. Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Little Terry O.
I hope you're somewhere eating good, smoking good, and still jiggling and shit or whatever you
do. He might be like 14, 15 by now. I don't know.
Let's see. Hold on.
I don't know how old little Terry O is. Ooh. Ooh, kill him. Ooh, ooh, get buckets. I wanted to do a Christmas thing, but maybe I'll just do fucking little Terry in the beginning.
Go Terry, yo. Go Terry, yo.
It's little kids fucking hanging out, everybody. All right, guys. Well, this is the annual Christmas episode.
This is my first.
Minus Uncle Luke and
yeah,
Cordier's inaugural.
Shout out to Uncle Luke.
And Cordier's inaugural.
Yeah.
Christmas episode. Do you hear a humming?
Yeah, the refrigerator. We didn't tell y'all. We flew out to Waikiki to do this episode. So we got a big refrigerator on the villa that we're staying at. So if you know, don't mind that in the background. It's just
all right,
called luxury living.
As we always do on the Christmas episode, I open up presents. But to start it off, I got you another gift.
Oh, shit.
All right.
And it's a little Terrio coming through the door. Ooh. Oh, shit. This man, he know how to give a fucking gift. Y'all wonder what he got me? The same thing he gave me to do a product test on. And the same color. Under Armour Original Boxer Jock. Shout out to Kevin Plank. Maybe we need a check.
Okay.
We might need a check.
I would think so.
Yeah.
At this time,
thank
man.
You, brother. I appreciate it.
You said you liked him. You said it had a good dick hole.
It do. So. Anti-odor technology.
Are you thinking you're going to switch? You think?
You know what? I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Okay. All right, well, now you got two pairs. The lady's going to be like,
top drawer.
Who the fuck is buying you underwear?
Y'all real close. Ooh, forever. Been like that.
All right, Merry Christmas, Brandon. Hang on.
Shit.
All right. Son, where has the time gone?
Damn. That's a good one.
It doesn't seem so long ago that you were very small and Christmas meant a train or truck or catcher's mitten ball. You may have outgrown many things, but not the special love that comes with these warm wishes for the things you're dreaming of. Merry Christmas, Brandon, and a very happy new year. Love, Mom and Dad.
That was nice. That's a sweet one. They always... you know I'm anti a lot of shit. My mama and my grandma still give me calls for my birthday and shit. I keep every one of them motherfuckers. All that type of shit still means something.
It does.
Even though I don't get into the whole
if I can't buy my parents a gift, like my dad, he'll take anything. He'll take a Home Depot card or some shit.
Gotcha.
My mom, if I don't send a card, she'd be pissed. So I always make sure I get them a very nice card or for her birthday.
Because it takes time to do that shit, man. People.
All right. I got a calendar.
So as y'all see, I'm warming up. I'm not anti holiday love. Just do that shit every day.
All right. So every year I get a calendar.
Landscapes.
This one is Landscapes of America from the Wounded Warrior Project. And look at this.
Oh, you ordered it?
No. This is all for my parents.
Oh, okay.
And what my mom does is she writes down everyone's birthdays and
That's some good thoughtful shit.
You know?
Yeah.
So that way I want to see. She always puts something weird on my birthday.
That's the kind of calendar my mom got in her kitchen. She get from our church. Back home every once a year.
That's probably where my mom got it, but I'll hang that up.
Shout out to the moms, man. That's I told you, y'all mean something.
To Brandon from mom and dad.
And the dads too. And the dads too. Not to be left out. Oh, we going splurge.
Oh, all right. Oh. It's a Christmas pickle.
Jalapeno.
You know, oddly, I don't have one of these. Do you know what that is?
No, I thought it was a jalapeno pepper. But it is a pickle.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Prayer to St. Jude. I got one of them.
You got, look at that. That's nice, man. It's like a little metal. It's a prayer to St. Jude. Okay. Yeah. More like churchy stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, this is a Pollock thing. Mm-hmm. What you do is like you hide the pickle in, this is going to sound gross, but it's not. You hide it in the tree, and like whatever kid finds it, they get a special gift.
That's cool. Old world, keeping traditions alive. Shout out to the old world people.
All right.
Yeah. Explain it on the box.
You are also part German, my parents were. All right.
You're also part black.
I just wanted to let you know. Oh, now this one I got to actually open. Uh-oh. I actually have real gifts here, guys.
And I'm sitting here like I'm cold Christmas. Like I'm leaning in, looking at the gifts and shit. Like, yeah. Oh, that's a good
one. Ooh.
That's a good one. I got one of them.
Hey, is it Philip Sonicare?
Man, ever want to step your teat game up, because I take my teat serious.
Yo,
I got a Sonicare.
The one that they got me before dentist. Was like disposable. This looks like a legit.
The plug-in one.
Fucking charge A. Up.
Yeah.
And you just buy like new
hairs for it. That's all you need.
Oh, no diggity, no doubt. Yeah. Well, 2 years in a row. Are my teeth fucked up? Like, why do they keep sending me toothbrushes?
You know, because the older you get, you got to pay attention to that shit.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, one more. Is it? Hang on, I'm going to make sure it's to me, not to.
That's not to
me. Oh, it's to Veronica. Fucking A.
That's not to you.
What the fuck, parents? You know,
I'm glad you looked, because you was about to, like,
you got, pull you it got, out You first. Got two gifts for fucking Veronica here. All right, well, I'll make sure I take another. All right, well, thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed that segment, as always. You need this bag to give gifts or anything?
No.
Okay. Oh, this is nice, dude. I'm going to go brush my teeth right now with this fucking thing. Look at that. You get a charger.
Oh, brush them.
Ooh, kill them. Get buckets. Ooh. All right, guys. So I hope, strap in, put your seatbelt on.
Damn.
Take a minute, get ready for what we're about to talk
Fantastic about. Fantastic voyage.
Get ready for what we're about to talk about. All right.
Come along and ride. Fantastic voyage.
Veronica and Carmen have a holiday party every year.
Carmen is her
best friend. The other one in other no. Yeah, just a friend.
Yeah, BFF. Right. Okay.
And she was the one in the Mrs. Claus outfit. And they go fucking all out on this shit.
They've been best friends for a long time. I need a little backstory.
High school.
Cool.
Yep. They, you know, I don't know that they were best friends in high school, but they knew each other. And then just one of those things just popped off later on.
Right. All right, guys.
All right. And so, because Veron lives like right down the street.
Okay.
From them. So like, you know. They, quote unquote, hashtag are besties. Okay. Anyways. So, out of all my friends, I asked, I know Iowa Crew, you guys had another party to go to. It's fine.
Shout out to one, the Iowa Crew out this month.
One motherfucking real OG right here.
Hey, I'm
showed up.
Real motherfucking G's. Real Compton City G's. Let's do the edited version. Real Compton City G's.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take it that way.
No, you, because he was actually close by and can make it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, any word on the car, by the way?
No.
Nothing? Nice. All right.
That's...
All right, sorry. Yeah. So,
God damn, B.
I get there, I get... All right. I go over to Veronica's the night before, and then we go over to... Well, I go get a haircut.
Spiffy. Y'all gotta see him.
Mm-hmm. I asked for the Caesar, but they...
No, he ain't fucking with the Caesar. He's still doing some Brad Pitt... / Kevin Spacey shit. He not doing that Caesar though.
Kevin Spacey, I don't think.
Nah, Kevin Spacey got a hairpiece, I think, or something going on.
Yeah, he's got something.
I like Kevin Spacey though. Right.
He's a gay.
See, that's more to that later. But
right. Yeah. Anyways, dang. So I go. She goes over there to like help out, and they are purchasing all the shit that they had for the party. And I like went, and I got a haircut.
I know you're about to get a story, and you do the dry Caucasian man version. I'm gonna let you do that. Mm-hmm. But can I start it off with a little bit of energy? And first, just say, these some motherfucking cool, nice motherfucking people. Special shout out to her and her motherfucking BFF, because them motherfuckers remind me of the black people where I come from. Welcome you with open arms. I appreciate that shit. That's some special shit.
Appreciate you.
Man, I'm talking about motherfucking, you got to give people more credit, man. You talking like we on goddamn,
By
the bell. No.
I don't know. See, I start the shit out and then I want you for the energy. That's what I do.
You was about to say it was like something. This real conversation.
I was just talking about like you, or you saw the setup. Okay. So you tell me what this.
Let me do it.
Okay.
The setup was fucking amazing. I hope he took a picture because.
I got a couple.
This motherfucker, man, it was like a throwback backyard boogie / apartment complex where everybody in the complex say, fucking right, we having a party? That's cool. I ain't nobody calling the police. These motherfuckers made.
The whole time, I asked, are they okay with us doing this?
This is a group effort. They put up these little snowflakes. That shit was amazing. And the lights. And I'm just like, damn. And you know, I ain't trying to be on no bullshit, kiss nobody ass. It just looked like motherfuckers put forth a little effort. And it was nice to be like, oh, shit. People, you know, it was the shit looked cool. It looked good. Yeah, it was a good way to set the vibe.
All right, basically, like, break it down is like the apartment. Like, there's a driveway on the side of the apartment,
right? So,
and we hung lights from
the fence.
The top to the fence,
yep.
And then put some snowflakes up and all kinds of decorations,
right?
And a bunch of lights, and it took us like 3 fucking hours to do this shit. And I'm the only guy there at this time. But you know what? I don't mind doing that kind of shit. You know what? That shows something to a female.
Fucking right. Hell yeah.
When you're the one, you're like, where's your boyfriend? Where's your boyfriend?
Man, right. You can't never talk shit about me when I'm drinking all the beer, when I'm doing this, when I'm. And never look at you funny and be like, this loser. No, you know.
No, total opposite. I'm here and I'm doing it. And then inside, the whole fucking room is painted green. They had a fucking tree. They had wrapping over everything.
I'm telling you, man, some real holiday cheer shit. That shit was like Friday after next mixed with fucking.
There was a part of me where like the fact that you showed up and how much I could see it in your face that you're like, you're not turning on the holiday idea, but you're like, this is some kind of shit. That's all I'm saying.
And especially because it don't happen. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But so, now that you experienced it, you can see why.
Yeah. No, man, if I was in Louisiana, I would go to whoever house and participate. I just know this shit ain't real. I still get back on the plane and go back to this hustling bustle bullshit.
This woman lives in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, like little apartment. But the fucking party was outside, basically. They had a fire pit. They had a fire pit, a fucking beer pong table.
Fucking shark change going on.
You didn't eat, though. That's what I wanted you to try one of those hot dogs.
It was no short change going on, man. These people had pre-made alcoholic drinks. They had sober man drinks. They had motherfucking
photo booth.
Step and repeat, motherfucking. shit serious, man. This shit was popping off, man. Like, fucking on some whole other shit, man.
Fucking
crazy, man. God.
Well, number one, I'm glad you showed up, but. And that, like, you could see it. And you can see, because none of my other friends ever. Look, I love him. Tree Man, he just left.
Right.
Great guy.
Yep.
You know, I love the guy. But, like, either he's never around or he just can't make this shit.
Man, and I'm telling you, man, that shit wasn't nowhere on my agenda. And like I told you that night, it was no disrespect to you. It just be life shit. Like, man, it sound good to just kick back sometimes. But, this life shit is a motherfucker.
Well, you know what? I knew we're just like spinning our wheels until we get to the real fucking meat of this. It sounds like, but like, oh, all right. First off, it's been colder than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm when you see me, I got a hat on. I got my Seahawks hat on.
Yeah. Sweater.
Gloves. Now a sweater that her best friend bought me.
Oh, that was nice. Because
it's supposed to match.
That was Christmas. Like, y'all exchanged gifts and shit.
No. She just got it for me just for the party.
See what I'm saying? That's what I tell you. But that's because you do shit like be a stand-up motherfucking individual.
Yeah.
Helping put snowflakes and shit up. So
you're right. You're right. Yeah. And cutting up onions and shit, which in the last podcast I had talked about, I don't do that shit.
Right. But, and you end up doing it the next fucking week.
Yep. I'm sitting there and I'm crying my fucking eyes out. Like, that shit really does.
It really does.
Do it in peppers and everything so that people can mix it with the fucking bacon wrapped hot dog.
Man, there was no shortchange on food. And it wasn't one of them things where people shy. Every time I looked, oh, it's motherfuckers eating. Like,
right. So, you know, like, all right.
Participating.
Let's get to the meat and the potatoes of the story.
The meat and fucking potatoes.
This motherfucker. Little Terrio.
Oh.
14 minutes in. Now, if you guys don't know, Kadir's he's not like me. When he goes somewhere, he introduces himself to everybody.
Oh, got to.
And that's at Southern Hospitality.
That's what it is.
And it's
very... We're
going to
break all the ice. We don't gangbang. We don't...
That's
we
don't, it.
Our
always,
nose ain't stuck up. We ain't none of that shit.
I'm Kudir. What's your name?
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Always
so
will be.
He goes around. Now, there's got to be 65 people at this party.
Mm-hmm.
And we go around. I know basically most of them. Okay, there's a couple people I didn't know.
Yeah.
And... So when you first get there, you know, we go around, you know, you say hi to Veronica and everything. And
Good people.
All right. And then we're standing, and then, so now the drinks are flowing.
Yeah. They put a lot of effort into that shit, too.
Drinks are flowing.
I can't even imagine.
The weed smoke is out there.
Man, it was just one of them functions, man. We out here trying to function. Shout out to Farty and them. They know what the fuck is going on over there.
Yeah.
On the block off
they're at doing
Adam,
it.
In the, yeah, in the
fucking
cut.
Adams.
In the, cut.
West
in the
Adams.
Fucking cut. I'm talking about where y'all was at, man. We was in the cut. You don't even want.
That's what that is?
We was chilling
See?
In the cut.
I feel like.
When you said something about, man, I was just chilling in the cut. You're like,
so Kudir and I, like, obviously, like, we're like together the whole fucking night.
Yeah, yeah.
Not trying to, like, do anything.
But, man, I swear, I think I might have said hello to every motherfucking in the party.
I think I
do feel good about that. Because dudes will look at you sometimes like,
and
this motherfucker just introduced himself?
There was other black dudes there.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Two out of three were gay. So, and motherfucking were cool as shit.
Yeah, yeah. Some cool motherfuckers.
Then the one homeboy who Kudir commented on his cardigan.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
All right. Now,
newborn father.
Do you want to explain about his wife? Listen, we're having a conversation.
Man, we're having a convo in the over. If the party was in the cut, we was in the back of the cut in the chill spot. So, you know, we kind of talking because me and B still catch up because we don't get a lot of time to catch up on a personal level. So we,
it's
vibing
more
out.
For the show.
Right. For the show. Yeah. It's like something we won't keep going. So we make sure we meet up and do this shit. But on a personal level, you know, motherfuckers be busy and shit. So when we could talk, oh man, we back there talking. All of a sudden, I hear.
No, we're talking to this guy, okay, and he's explaining how he used to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He used to be wild and shit.
Yep, he was like,
he's like, listen, man, my whole life changed when I had my wife, and I had my kid.
I had my kid.
And now the wife comes out.
Man, so we talking, this not made up, we talking to the dude.
As it's happening,
he taking his little smoke, I compliment on his cardigan.
No, I don't even think he was smoking.
No, he was smoking, tell him, I think it was cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I compliment him with cardigan because me and B had cardigans on right before that at the same time. So he telling us all this positive shit, how his life changed. Man, we talking to this dude.
How great his wife is.
Man, my wife, man, I love. I just I'm committed to her, my kid. Man, all you hear is, that motherfucker don't want me to fuck. I will fuck him up in this motherfucker. And man, we turn and I'm just like, and old boy was so cool. He just like took two steps and was like, hold on, y'all. And that was his woman. And he did it so smooth. Like
She was so mad.
But he was so like, he handled that shit like, oh, they going to be together. Like, she got to fucking change. And you heard me telling this chick, like, we talking. I'm like, damn, this man love you. Like, this man didn't. In the party, like, it was no ignorance. She had a little moment and shit.
Her mama kept
going. She had, like, act one, two, and three.
Yeah, she did.
But eventually, she...
Now, okay, so do you want to know the backstory about this?
Hold on. Before I get to the backstory, I do want to tell y'all this. I lived in Compton when I first got here. Watts, shout out to all of them. Man, that shit felt so fucking vibrant and good to me, like, just to see that type of shit again, man. When you ain't seen shit that usually happened, like, I was like, this is wonderful, like, not no, because I knew it wasn't gonna end up bad. It was just one of the moments where you just like,
when someone has a real emotion and they're showing
that's it.
That's
it. No bitch made shit. I'm not, because all she was saying was, I don't know who she was talking to. You can tell the backstory, but I don't know the backstory. But she was basically, I'm not gonna be disrespected and fake and
so she was a co-worker of Carmen.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Up until that day, basically.
Damn.
Because they got transferred.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
The one person at the party she had beef with.
Wow.
The whole time.
Okay, who was the person? I mean, I don't have it specifically, but
I honestly don't know.
That's how cool.
It was one of those. It was one of those like
a gay, but it was like, was it a gay dude or something?
No, it was a woman. It was a woman, and her man, who everyone says is gay, bumped into her.
That's what it was. See, I couldn't understand, and it was one of them things where it was so like, to be honest, it was so petty, and you knew. It was, you know, you didn't want it to be serious. But so
I think the African American lady had some drinks in her.
I mean, but
what to say? So she
right,
was,
but at the same time,
and she just had like left you, and like, yo, fuck you, bitch! I hated you the whole time I worked there. Kind of attitude, man, and I get it.
Man,
I get it.
You know, my aunts, all of my cousins worked at the county building and shit. Man, right. They used to tell me stories about people just going postal. Like, I ain't like you for 14 years, bitch. What's up? Meet in the parking lot type shit. That was the same shit. I was yeah, like, man, it was. That's why I'm sitting there laughing, smiling. Like, I know this situation. I ain't tripping. This I seen this shit before. And, you know, she eventually calmed down, but her dude was so fucking chill, man.
It was very, like, it was weird how he handled it. Yeah. In weird in a good way, where he was like, just got her away from the situation.
Right.
And he wasn't yelling like, we're gonna get the fuck out. Nah. Didn't grab her by the arm.
Nope,
he just said, listen, go relax.
Yeah,
chill out.
Hugging and shit. I was like, I was really impressed. Like, that was some other shit.
I gotta say, that dude, the example that he set really, like, because now look at, you've seen pictures plenty of, like, when V-Ron and I went to City and like she fell down and shit like that. And I just, like, dealt with it. Right. But, like, he dealt with it in a very adult, mature way that I was like, oh, okay.
Man, we grown-ups. Like I told you, me and you ain't kicked it like that since on a Magnolia.
I don't even know that.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as, but we both adults now. Like, neither one of us did nothing. We not in jail. It's like, we know what the fuck is going on. And I respect the fuck out of that dude. And I was going to actually give him my segment for the week. But you jumped on my shit. But
I'm sorry. There's probably 35 different. Yeah,
but him, that was some gangster shit. On some real.
Shout out to Donovan. That's his name.
Man, Donovan, shout the fuck out. That was some real shit. Because the girl was.
Because he said he grew up in fucking in the hood and he did some gangster shit. But
he's just like, man.
And you know what? He seemed like he got his shit together. Okay, so enough on that. All right, at this party, we're part one of 30.
Whose idea was the costumes?
What costumes?
Just like
the girls?
Yeah.
The girls wanted to wear them because it's their party.
Okay.
You know, so they wanted to look nice. And then so Carmen got Silos the same sweater she got me.
Okay, yeah.
So that we can all match, like cutesy, couple-y kind of fucking thing. Okay, whatever.
Man, I ain't mad at you. Like,
I wore it. No, him. He was getting blazed, and he put his fucking Carhartt over it. But
I ain't mad at you. Like, pop.
Okay. Her guy, he worked like a 12-hour shift, and he started at like 5 a.m.
Oh, shit.
So he comes to the party before we even went back to, because we went back to V-Ron's to shower and change and get ready and shit.
Okay.
And he came over at like 5. He's got his fucking Dickies on and, you know.
Just got off from like, work, man.
He does like construction type shit.
Yeah, put in that work.
Cool. I mean, cool guy. I don't know if he had a chance to talk to him that much, but cool guy. Yeah. You know, quiet, but nice.
Chill.
So he's there. But he's like, fuck. So he went to sleep at like 11 because he had to get up at 4. So,
oh, shit. So, dude, yeah.
Now to to Quentin Tarantino, the story.
Yeah.
I was still up when he got up to go to work in the morning.
Okay. I'm sure. So, your juices are flowing. But so, like I told you.
So we had that. All right. We got the bonfire going. All right. Now.
They had a fucking step and repeat, man. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Like.
I'll make it picture of the week. Fuck
no,
it.
No, man. Don't do that to you.
I ain't worried about it.
Terrio.
Oh.
Kill him. With 5 chains on. Oh.
And just. You, okay. So Creator and I, after we take a picture in front of the step and repeat.
Yeah,
okay.
In front of the step and repeat.
Maybe have an adult beverage. All I hear is fucking Dr. Dre, Tupac playing.
Yeah.
I look at you and I said.
But you know what's so weird
shit? I go, 14 years ago, I'm listening to this song. I never would have thought to me and my good friend, who's a black gentleman, We're going to be at a fucking hood motherfucking party in L.A. listening to California Love. And I'm sorry, it was Dr. Dre and Tupac. Did I say that?
Yeah, you said
it. Okay. And we're listening to it walking through a party just like in their videos.
Yeah. This is.
And it, I was like,
California Love, baby. You can't you can't emulate this shit nowhere else. Nebraska, Wyoming, Louisiana. It's something you see on a movie and you'd be like, that's California. That's fucking Cali.
Okay, do me a favor. On your phone, do you have a segment? But I want to know what it is so I don't talk about it. So do you want to hit it now?
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Well, how you gonna put me on the spot 5 seconds after I told you what my goddamn segment was? It was gonna be the fucking dude being on some Captain Romeo shit like he did. So you didn't put me out there. So I'm gonna go.
Okay. Because I was gonna say something that I thought was my most gangster shit of the week.
What?
Was the people freaking off?
Okay.
That was
man. So,
all right. So
please
remember,
drop that one. Yes. Okay. But drop it under my segments. Go ahead, please. John Stockton.
Okay, I'm taking it. I'm taking it right now.
Roll with it. Roll. This is the most gangster shit of the week.
All right, John Stockton and Karl Malone.
Roll with it, B. Roll with it.
So,
oh my God! Till you say that, I literally was like, oh my God!
You see this? All right,
God.
All right, homeboy who lives next door, he comes over and like everybody's just like friends, and everybody's just like cool with each other.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
it didn't matter,
man.
And then the chick, he just turned 21.
I don't want to interrupt you. That's how gangster shit was. It wasn't me, but I saw it, and it's like, till you said that, I was like, wow, that fucking did. Whoa, this was some gangster shit.
All right, so
wow,
we're in the driveway, and everybody, there's like a line. All the girls are waiting to take a piss because there's only one bathroom.
Wow.
So I tell Frosty. I'm like, yo, just go take a piss behind the dumpster. Because I already did. No, I'm not saying that you should be doing this.
Oh,
or
my
shouldn't.
God. This is just how it happened, too.
So, Kudir's
like, I remember your exact words.
I go, dude, just go over there behind the dumpster.
Yeah, just go ahead.
So, what I do is I do, like, the friend thing where, like, I walk and, like, turn my back so that, like, nobody sees
the lookout. Yeah,
yeah, like, taking a piss. Yeah. But to the right side of us, there's a fucking, what the fuck kind of truck was that? Pathfinder.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a broken down Pathfinder in the back of this place.
That ain't moved in a long ass time.
And these two fucking young people are just freaking off.
Just I mean. Yeah, like.
I'm not saying that they were butt naked.
No, but just like, it was pure fucking love, freedom, get freaky, like. Fucking passion, like, kissing.
Hands on
like,
dicks, hands
yeah,
on
yeah, just all over each other. Like, but y'all gotta understand, like, it's not 20 feet away where people
it was
just.
Right there.
Yeah, it's like they was like in a hotel room, like, fuck it. Like, it's cool. We're chilling.
we're behind a Pathfinder. We can just get fucking our freak on.
Man, it was like young love, I guess, is what they call it still. Shit.
You think there's anything more gangster than that? I mean, the fight was. Yeah.
The way the fight didn't end in nonsense, too. I give a lot of credit to that because I love the ignorance, but I'm one of the people, I only want to see the ignorance. I don't want to see nobody get shot.
Ooh, more people were freaking off, too.
That's what I meant. Look, so when you start this story, I'm thinking you talking about in the house, in the room where the weed gets hit. It was somebody in there one time. Like, man, what the fuck is going on? Not like, no, nobody naked running around, but just like guy, girl, just kissing. I'm just like, that's just how shit's supposed to be, I guess. Like, if you're in love with somebody, you just like, fuck it. Like,
so, well, I think there was, yes, I agree with you on that, but I think there was a lot of new love found at that party, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, that's all I gotta say.
Hey, we've been there. So
you know homegirl with the bow, she ended up hooking up the dude with the beard.
Wait.
Yeah. Homegirl, I'm fucking around. I'm saying homegirl that we who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She ended up hooking up with that dude with the beard.
Man, what? And, wait, which, make me know which dude with the beard, though. Which?
He had the beard that was like his mom's sweater that was like, 'twas the night before, like, it had like a fucking thing on it. He was like a skinny white boy with like a
long. Oh, yeah. He looked like, almost like a fucking, a little more, not buff Tony, but it was, he had a Tony vibe to him, a very Tony vibe. With facial hair.
They're making out, and everybody is like, they're vibe, like, all like Veronica's sisters, who you talked to, all of her sisters.
Shout out to all of them.
Yeah. Danny, that's my man too, by the way. Frosty. Mm-hmm. He's fucking, yeah, he won the prize for the best sweater.
Okay.
It, again, guys, it was an ugly sweater party, which, you know what, dude? Ugly sweater shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of played out.
I mean, I never, shit. To somebody else, they might have been doing it for 10 years. That was my first one. First run.
No, because it sucks, because I have some that I had that I just kind of liked.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd wear, like, as a hipster dickhead, and now all of a sudden it's like a cool thing. Right. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Do a new gimmick. I don't know. Wear a silly Santa hat or something.
Telling me that other story.
All right. So, get them. Then remember, like, the bigger chick that was Carmen's roommate.
Yeah.
Yep. Cousin. Yeah. She's out there now. She was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, like, man. Everybody.
She was cool.
A1. So, A1.
Okay. We're not going to say anybody else is cool anymore because you know.
Because all y'all motherfuckers are cool. Shout out to all y'all.
Liquor License listeners, you're all cool.
Everybody. Okay. Black, white, gay, so Hispanic.
We're all sitting around.
Asian.
And then they're like all excited because she's like making out with this guy. They're like, oh, is she kissing him?
Oh.
And I'm like,
oh, play by play. Oh.
And I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, let her do what she wants to do. She's a nice lady.
Maybe she hadn't been in the
streets. I heard that she hadn't been.
That's the vibe. Okay. You know, and that's, yeah. I'm glad he spotted it and went after it. And
so. Okay, but then they were freaking off.
I'm glad we spotted it and went after it. That's good.
Well, guess what? Like about 1:45, they're freaking off in the bathroom, and people got to take a piss. And it's a
oh.
And they had to bounce out, you know, belts getting pulled up kind of shit. And everybody, and she walks outside, and everybody starts clapping. I'm like, is this chick a virgin? Like, what the fuck?
Might have been. Jane the Virgin.
She ain't. She's like fucking 32 or some shit. And she makes like fucking 100K a year.
Oh, shout out to you, girl.
I'm telling you, like, she's a good person, like, but she just got her freak on, dog. That's all I gotta say. Like, Miss, what does Miss Elliott say?
Man,
get your freak on.
You know what's so?
Get your freak on.
You know what's so funny? Because you're a very accurate dude, and when we was talking to Cardigan Sweater,
yeah,
was before.
Yes. Okay.
Damn, that's crazy. I'm glad I
know. If you guys just saw the, like,
I know his vibe was right.
If this was a video podcast,
I know his vibe was right.
And you just saw, like,
would have got an Emmy.
Like, Career should have had a tele. What are those things? What are those called when they
teleprompter?
No, it's not a teleprompter where they do all the shit.
No, you're right. Like the weather one.
The way that he just did that.
I mean, because.
What the like when they say, okay, see the quarterback, he went this way, and they circle it, and then they make an arrow.
Because the way he handled that was, damn, we was talking to him way before Tony and them.
You're right.
I know. I'm like, damn.
You talking to motherfuckers?
I'm glad that motherfuckers, everybody
and then
was cool.
And then Kadir and I had a heart-to-heart twice.
Twice. We had some good.
Twice. And it was good. And it was a very positive.
That's what happens when B got a woman. I'm in a... Stable situation.
This isn't like a funny or anything like that.
What?
Something you told me like really made me not emotional.
Right. Go ahead.
But like it made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You saw like Veronica. She looked good.
Yeah, you're a woman.
She looked. I know you're not.
Whatever.
But in my mind, she looked good.
And if you like it, I love it.
And now this is her party, and she's with a group of guys. She's over here. She's doing that.
Right.
And you said, "I like how you treat this."
Yeah.
Because you know,
same with my man. Yeah.
You know what? You're letting her have fun. Fuck. You're having your own time.
Right.
And you have no problems.
Because that shit is stupidity. Shit like. And I respect the fuck out of you when I, man, I don't want to go too deep. Like I said, because.
Go too deep.
You know,
who cares?
I don't talk about personal shit on the air. But.
Well, then be
I literally be heard vague. More than 10 times, y'all, this the next step. Like, you cool with me going, talking? Yeah, man, motherfuckers was like, that's who you going to marry. I heard that shit a few times. Like, but it made me feel good for you. Like, a motherfucker feel comfortable enough to say that shit to you, like, man, you gotta earn that type of shit when you around people's sisters and brothers and cousins and shit.
Yeah,
man, that's why I said, man, I treat my home life and shit. Man, that shit, I don't take that shit for a joke. The kids, none of that shit. All that shit is, you know, I stick the G code. And I know you got that shit in. That's why I told you that because I saw it. And, I could step outside of it with you and know that.
Do you know what it is? We're
some fucking rotten motherfuckers.
And this is something that I, maybe I didn't have it before.
Yeah.
But maybe I have now, is that sense of confidence. You know, like
that's
my like.
Man,
my,
hold on. Let me take it. You can take it back.
All right.
That motherfucker hit it on the fucking head. It used to be, B would be. I'm telling B, man, you just as fly as me. We could do anything. Women respond, whatever. But he had this, oh, motherfucker don't want me type shit. No, that shit gone. You don't do that shit no more. You remember you used to do that shit like
I did up to a couple years ago.
Make a little joke about yourself or something. I'm like. Man, this motherfucker crazy.
Here we go. Okay, I think that we said the story. When you had brought in the chicks from the Mobb Deep video.
Right.
And you said the one chick was feeling
was
me.
Was feeling you. And that ain't made up.
I was all man. Nervous and shit.
Man, B was like, nah.
I'm like, nah.
Nah. We said it at the same time. Nah. That was the first thing.
I
was like, no, B. Her sister, she in the white dude. I told you she ended up marrying a white dude. The sister. Yeah. She ended up marrying a fucking white dude. I wasn't joking. Like, she was really like... Oh, your friend, the one you work with. Because you remember they came to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
She, the one you work with. Da, 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 da. And I was like, B, I'm serious. And B was like, man, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here.
They were that hot. That's why.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't, if I had the confidence back then, not saying that like, I think I can go out there and fuck anything I want right now. I'm saying if I just felt a little better about myself,
yeah.
Maybe I would have.
Right. But I'd rather,
but whatever.
I tell anybody, I'd rather be the person I am now than. When I was like all out every fucking where doing everything, my mind wasn't right. Like now, my mind is fucking right.
Okay,
like,
and then you know what? You know what? Fuck this. I said I wasn't going to talk about it in the podcast.
Oh shit!
But I'm talking about it.
What?
Okay. We had a conversation about why we didn't talk.
Right.
For 4-5 years.
Right.
Okay.
And
it was over nothing.
Not a motherfucking thing.
I want to tell the audience. It like we were like so we were so close and we were doing shit, we're writing shit, go out to drink. We'd have our on and off periods because you're doing something, I'm doing something, whatever.
Yeah.
But at this one fucking specific time on the timeline of Kadir and Brandon's fucking friendship. I was in a shitty way. He was in a shitty way.
Yep.
And it just popped one day. And
that was it.
It was, and it had nothing to do with the other person.
Nothing at all. And we man enough to sit that day and talk about that. Like, it was never a, motherfucking, you met my mom or my kid. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not like, man, I don't even talk to people. Like, it was never a, what happened to B? Da, da, da. Oh, fuck B. You don't talk. I don't even remember. How long the time was until I saw you, like fucking, and it was like, why did we stop?
Like, as the holidays are around the corner,
yeah,
okay, and it was like we said about a year ago that we, like, there was times that I definitely wanted to call you. It was almost, and it's gonna sound gay, but it's almost like where you want to call an ex.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Totally.
And like, you're just like, nah.
Totally.
That's a bad idea.
Totally.
But there's no bad idea.
It's nothing bad about the. You're right. It was like, I hope he well. I hope I'm. And we're going to keep going. And eventually, I didn't even fucking live in the valley and shit. None of that shit, man. I was gone the on time, the move
before,
and shit.
Before I saw you, Ralph's, I think you told me you were living right by Amoeba. Like,
right. Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah,
right there.
That was the last
time. That's what I'm saying, man. Yep. Shit was moving fast.
Because I saw your brother.
Yeah,
gave you my number and you called me that night.
And that's what I'm saying. Even for, because my brother is the realest motherfucker anybody will ever meet. Y'all, he gonna come on here eventually. If B was a motherfucker I don't need to talk to, my brother would never fucking open his mouth and say, I saw that dude. Nothing. He would never bring harm, poison, anything to me. And he knew he wasn't talking. So for him to come back home and say, man, I saw B, man, but I reached out.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
He like, what did he say though? Like, just like, hey, he's doing good, or
man, he said, B, I saw B. I called you.
I know, but I want to know what he said. Oh. I was curious about his opinion, as I always am.
Oh, that's his opinion right there. Just telling me if his opinion was, man, retarded motherfucker,
yeah.
wouldn't be no
beat. I'm not Nino.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, shit, like, you know, that motherfucker. You got to remember, I told you that shit, man. I know it wasn't nothing between us. That's why I could pick up the phone and be like, man, what the fuck are you doing?
There was just something. It was just something in the air.
Man, life.
We're too much alike.
And that's why I told you me and Courtney so close, because we total fucking opposites. And that's what we doing the same shit.
Both of us.
Yeah.
I want to say,
the only difference was you had a woman at that time, and
I didn't, but
that was kind of ending and all kind of shit. It was some life shit going on, man. It was some real, some real growing up
and
shit.
And you know what? A lot of that, like I said, guys, we're not trying to be fucking kiss each other's assholes,
right?
Here.
It's not Dr. Love or Dr. Therapy.
I'm just saying is that I'm glad that we got back together. We have this, and I want everyone's opinion, because I was thinking of changing the show to the Vice Presidents, and then have us be the Vice Presidents. Oh, you can even play that music. You know what? The liquor license is good.
Because we bonded over that shit from the beginning. So that's kind of like,
we gotta stay with it.
Yeah, that kind of. But at the same time, I'm glad we was able to have that conversation. Like, what the fuck? We stopped talking. It was like literally two people, rookies drafted on the team together, close as fuck, spend three of the best years of their life together, and one get traded, and you just don't see the motherfucker. And it's not that you stop caring.
That's a great metaphor, by the way.
It's not like you stop caring about the motherfucker. Then the next time you see, we went from having fucking threesomes and shit, one got a woman or some shit, and you like, I'm proud of the way you are. And you're like, fuck, I'm proud of the way you are, motherfucker. We grew the fuck up. We didn't get worse, and it just picked back up. And that's why I say it was never no fucking, oh, what the fuck happened? Nah, man, we just... shit kept moving.
I mean, until you did the podcast, you probably didn't know I had one.
Right. Remember when you told me that shit, I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. But, all right, it sounds cool. Hey.
Yeah. And I'm talking, this is LGR days, mm-hmm. when it was me, you, and Uncle Luke, mm-hmm. and you came on as a guest, which is still in the top 10 LGR quotes of all time, is, big nasty fucking bitches with back fat.
Oh.
That's one of my favorites. Don't
got that raw dick in them holes, right. Especially for the holidays, please.
All right. All right. Let's wrap up the party shit. All right. What else do you have left on the party?
Shout out to all the gay dudes who's there. Y'all were some of the most respectable
dudes. If you guys don't know.
Because, let me just give an example.
No, I just want to tell everybody this.
Oh, shit. That's the Pence voice. Y'all heard. He did the clearance.
Sir, please. I just wanted to have a conversation real quick. No. Your Kredir has these like really nice eyelashes.
Man.
Okay. Everybody always compliments him on it. And for me, it's frustrating because I wear glasses, so I can't, eyelashes.
Right. He tried to take his shit off and get extensions and shit, but.
Yes. So people always comment on his eyelashes. So one of the gay dudes comes up to me and goes, your black friend's really sexy.
Damn, hey.
And then that's the dude who kept fucking poking you and shit. And then women.
That's the shit I'm going to tell you.
Women were asking about, if you had extensions.
I'm going to tell you, man, I appreciate every gay dude in the world, because I ain't never been homophobic, man. Gay people speak the truth. So if you ever wondering what your status is, go ask a gay person, because they're going to tell you the real deal. So if you need to, you know, get your shit together, they're going to tell you, oh, you look a little off. You'll be like, oh, fuck, I got to get it together. It was some nice people in that motherfucker, man. Shout out to all them people.
Yeah, so the gay guys were hitting on you and
some other shit.
And I'm not gonna say a name, I'll tell you later. But somebody said, why didn't you introduce me to him before I was with somebody?
Man, look.
And I said, hey, he's got a lady, he's got his shit going on, man.
I'm so happy, man. Proud of my boy B. His woman is a fucking gem. She's a jewel. Her people was lovely, and hey. The holidays ain't that bad, y'all. I still know it ain't real.
It ain't.
But hey.
It ain't. But guess
but
what?
But I understand it. I always did understand.
Listen, you're telling me next year I invite you to a party you don't want to go?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Fucking yeah, right. Yeah. And you're going to have on a fucking New Orleans Saints fucking filthy ass sweater, dog? Like, yo, what up?
Yeah. It could have been prepared.
So after you left, which was about, what, 1:30?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all. You still got hours. I know. I'm okay. Like, God, so damn, he was that early.
This is after he asked for fucking 95 Newports.
Yeah, but nobody don't smoke.
I don't know why.
But when everybody stops smoking Newports, I'm like, damn, I never realized till now, like, everybody's smoking, but everybody's, like, smoking conscious. Like
American spirits.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this shit is crazy to me. Like, everybody still won't smoke, but everybody's smoking fucking cardboard. Everybody. Yo,
the Newports, I sell them, and I sell one a week.
Yeah, I'm telling you, y'all need to get y'all shit together. We need to get cigarette commercials back going on. We need to get more campaigns. Like, this shit is out of hand. They out here smoking sticks and shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? What? Like, yeah, the shit smell good, but man, ain't nothing. You don't feel no vibes. You're just like, oh. Man.
Oh shit, we didn't even say that about the fucking weed pen that got passed around. Oh my god,
man, just the vibe, man. Just,
I had okay, so I got
be the vibe. The I got vibe. The day come on, before, B, rate the vibe on a scale of 10. Rate the fucking vibe of the
like,
whole shit.
It was like a 9.
I'm gonna say I gotta give it a 10. Damn. What would be the one that the one point?
Well, it was a little bit of the fight, okay.
But that ain't had nothing to do with us.
No, I know. But what maybe I'm gonna tell you next might be part of what?
Okay, because I am putting up a 10.
All right, hey, I'm gonna let everybody know.
But you gotta give me that one point. Why? What?
Okay. Well, number one, I said the fight.
The fight, right.
Okay. Number two, that she didn't have two bathrooms. I said, why don't you like rent a porta potty? But stupid shit probably would have happened. Oh, we had sparklers.
Man.
Holy shit. Man.
I'm talking to the homies. I told my girl, I said, look, if one of them end up on his nipples or in his ear, you know, don't call 911. Y'all just figure this shit out and keep having fun. Like, I seen sparkles. I'm like, what is going to fuck on
dude,
right
she
now?
She took the entire what the fuck box of is going?
It's like an 8-pack. I'm like, what? I'm like, man, this is cool, man. What is going on? But think about that. It's 360.
Yeah.
The game.
It's true.
Shout out to my motherfucking boo. We all, you know, that's just how the shit go. Reciprocate. We ain't new. Sorry. We don't plan none of this shit out. That's what I be saying, man. It's just this life shit happening. I think it's just only going to get better.
End all this type stuff.
Well, you're about to say something.
No,
about to say.
I will. But I'm saying is that the people there, I appreciate that they accepted me into their circle and that they don't give me a hard time. You know, it's just like my Iowa crew, all my good friends, Scotty, Tree Man, Bass, and those guys just accepted me for who I was and became good friends. And like, it's nice to have that because some people don't. Some people can't just meet new friends and you're already part of the crew. This time it is. That time it was. You know, it's the same thing. Maybe I'm a social person or maybe I'm a nice guy. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Anyways, it was, fuck. Probably one of the best Christmas parties I've ever been to be absolutely honest with you. They had a piñata filled with candy and condoms, all right? And candy and condoms, piñata. And Cordier grabs a condom, and he goes, is this shit legit? Because it's called King with a Y, K-Y-N-G. I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, well, it's like the fucking... It's the Mexican version of fucking Magnum.
Yeah, it was like a lifestyle or something. Man, I'm telling y'all. So wait, hold on. What fucking, what's the one point? Come on, I want that.
All right, so everybody, now. So Carmen passes out on the couch. This is like.
But that's her house though, right?
Yeah, like right as you left. Okay. So now we have to get her into the bedroom where her boyfriend is. Okay, CeeLo's. But CeeLo's sleeping because he's got to get up for work in the morning.
In like an hour, and y'all fucking with the man.
And it's one of those ones where like, you're like tapping her, and she's like, no, I'm not fucking going to sleep. But like, you know, obviously she's got to go to sleep. So like basically dragged her to her bedroom, put her down.
Damn.
No, I'm like, all right, Veronica. I'm like, this is like 2:30. I'm like, let's just go. You know, can we just take an Uber back to your place? No, I can't leave. My sisters are still here. I'm like, okay.
What time it was?
2:30. I just said 2:30.
Okay. And I thought you said 4:30.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, I can get rid of them real quick.
I can get rid of
real fucking quick.
0 to 100
real quick. So I go outside, but at the same time, I kind of don't want to get rid of him because I like her sisters.
Yeah,
you know,
fuck you did drop a fucking stink bomb, old school elementary shit.
No, I'm just gonna go out there and just be like, give it the old.
Party's over.
You're crazy. And he the only person still has. So yeah, they're probably. No. It's always official. It is over. Pence just said this shit is over. No. Pence said this shit is over.
Any of my Iowa friends, and even you, can attest to this. I just start picking up shit and throwing it out, and I'm cleaning up.
Hey, black people, we do that too, though. You just start stacking the chairs and picking the beer cans up.
And so her sister stops. She knocks the fucking beer cans out of my hand, and she goes, "Stop it! That's disrespectful." This shit ain't over.
Yep.
She goes, "That shit is disrespectful."
I ain't mad at that.
And I'm like, I'm like, I'm just trying to help out.
B, I ain't mad at that.
She goes, "No, they'll clean up."
Yep.
They were fucking. Now, no, they were just number one. There was 100 Jello shot empty containers, fucking bottles of booze, beer, fucking cups, everything all over the place. And I'm like looking at it and I'm starting to get anxiety. Like, I got to clean this shit up. I can't take.
No.
I cannot take this shit being here. And she's telling me, she goes, no, that's because I did it at her house for her daughter's birthday. I started cleaning up and she goes, will you stop? And I didn't get that that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a nice thing to do.
At your house, it is. I learned that like back home in Louisiana, like at my shit, nobody ain't gonna tell you nothing. They get the message like, oh, that's his house. He ready to go to bed. He ready to leave or whatever the fuck. But when it's somebody else, it's just like, just ride the wave. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you're going to have to get over it. Uber, if it's one person dancing till 7, you're like, hey, this is what I got to deal with. Like, yeah, you just, I completely get where she's coming from. But when they see the person, if it was her, oh, everybody know to start helping her. And it's like, oh, this shit over. Is she ready to go to bed?
I was just doing it just to be a.
Right.
No, you know what? To be honest with you, I was doing it to like stay awake.
Yeah.
And I was also just doing it because I'm in my head. I'm like,
who's gonna do it?
There's a ton of shit to clean up.
But it's not
okay,
even.
Okay, so now.
Nobody don't even fucking care about none of that shit.
Remind me to go back to that.
Okay.
All right. So finally, everybody leaves. Now she fucking just passes out.
Yeah.
All right. And all she's got on is like fucking booty shorts. So I got to cover her up in like, I mean, in her outfit, you know. I cover her up on the couch and it was like an L shaped sectional type couch. You remember you were inside there? All right, whatever. Anyways, so she's kind of like passed out at like 2:45.
Okay. Was a lot of people still there?
There's probably 10, 12. Like that stripper chick was still there. Do you remember her?
Who is it? No.
She was the one who kept putting on like the fucking Pitbull and like dancing and doing all kinds of grind moves and shit. You missed out on that.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. I'm proud of myself. If I didn't even pay attention to that shit, like, man, we on some grown man
there
shit
was,
right
like,
now.
There was some kind of dance party going on like all around. So both hosts,
me and you, having fucking
both hosts
man love and shit, and they doing it like both, I missed that. I'm like, okay.
Both hosts are passed out.
Damn.
Okay, and so I'm like, fuck.
Well, God damn. So then it trickled down to the co-host.
I'm like, God damn. Well, yeah, I gotta. All right. So I'm out there and I'm fucking flossing with Frosty and everybody.
Yeah, you gotta keep it going.
Finally, they're going. I'm like, okay, we'll see you guys. And I close off the fire pit, and I'm trying to.
Yeah, you were officially the last man standing. You close off the fire pit.
Now her cousin, her roommate, bigger lady. You kind of remember.
If you don't stop saying that shit,
I'm just saying. I want you to know who the fuck I'm talking
saying,
about.
The African American poet. Over here, supports Jesus. All women.
Yes.
Big, small,
a rose
anorexic,
grew from concrete.
You know what I mean? So we're just going to say the other chick. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Fine.
But you know, I'd be fucking.
So it's just her and I. Right.
You got a lot of undome shit on the slick, too, motherfucker. Nope. Kevin Plank, we need a fucking check because this motherfucker do wear a lot of your shit.
Yo, but I'm telling. Okay. God damn it. So some dude shows up.
When you didn't put the fire pit out?
No, like 3 a.m.
Okay.
And like supposedly he knows everybody from high school.
Y'all seen Debo? Where Craig at?
Supposedly knows him from high school.
Yo, hey, white boy. What happened to the party?
And no, he is a Mexican guy. I don't want to say Juan or Jose, no, but that's racist. I got a new accent.
Oh my God.
Okay.
No.
All right. Anyways, so
By the way, his lady is Hispanic, so no. Yes. Please don't, yeah, don't not, write in and tell
it's
him.
It's not a Hispanic accent. So
did Trump win the electoral vote or something today? Yeah. Oh my God. Was he ever not going to be the president? Like, what the fuck? Right.
So he shows up, but I guess he keeps trying to go into... Now, okay, I'm...
Wait, what? He's trying to go in somewhere? Hold on, this is about to get creepy. Okay, all right. He's trying to go in a room. What the fuck are you doing, OG?
Remember, yo, this is after 4 a.m., so all right, my memory... He's
trying to go in somewhere.
Hold up. And he ain't talking about no pussy. Hold up, I'll explain. Oh, shit. All right, so Silos gets up at like 4:30.
Because you got
to
go to work.
I'm sitting outside with the roommate, and we're the last two talking besides this other guy. This other guy's inside trying to rap with some chick who's about to leave.
Okay.
Now, he goes to leave. Now, we got to move cars. Nobody can find fucking keys to move the cars. Okay. So, at 4:45 in the morning, I'm moving cars. You got to
wake
cars.
People up, going people pockets and shit. And
I'm moving cars. Right. So, he can leave. Yeah. And then I, you know, said what's up to him. And he bounced. He's like, yo, watch out for that one guy. And I'm like,
it's all. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if it's a black party. I don't give a fuck if it's a Republican party in New Hampshire.
Sir,
I don't give a fuck if it's a Filipino party in the fucking Philippines. It's always one shiesty motherfucker that come up and you'd be like, who the fuck told this motherfucker about the party? Then you'd be like, where the purse is at? What the latest purse is safe? What the jacket say? You'd be like, motherfucker, I had some money in my jacket. My wallet and that shit. And he always show up and you catch him with a beer or a little plate of food in his hand. He'd be like, what is this motherfucker up to?
That was this guy.
You're so, like, what the fuck?
So if you remember when you walk in, it was the couches. So like I said, V-Rounds on one.
Yeah.
And now I got a blanket, and I'm on the other, and I'm, like, fully, like, jacket, fucking, I'm ready,
man,
like,
this just to... throwback, man, this is some throwback story,
now,
man.
So, I hear this guy, and now he's trying to go in the roommate's room.
That's what I'm saying, okay? What the fuck?
But I don't know if he's trying to fuck or whatever, but they're like, get the fuck out, and, like, I'm sort of, like, half with it.
But who's telling him get the fuck out of this
room? The roommate's telling him, what are you doing? You're not going in there, you're not staying in her bed.
Oh, my God, man.
Okay? So he took the blanket and he slept outside.
Oh, God damn. Okay. I told you, man. With some chick
that I don't even fucking know.
He probably got lucky. So
he probably got his freak on.
Up all night to get lucky.
Oh, that's a good song. God, I should add that to the list.
Stay up all night to get lucky.
So I get up and it's like all of a sudden I just start hearing like just footsteps and people like, okay, Camus Hazo, que paso, no. Okay. And I'm like, I wake up and I'm like just scratching my head like, I just slept for 3 hours and the entire fucking party was cleaned up. Because all the neighbors cleaned it.
And that's why it's insulting to them. Because they've done this before.
Here's the thing. They took all the booze.
Yep.
They took all the beer, but they left the Coors Light.
Because they don't want to drink that white man's shit. We don't want that white man's water. That's that piss water. We don't want that shit.
She asked me
what. We drink this gangster shit, these cervezas, motherfucker. We ain't drinking that white man's shit.
I said, just get Coors Light. Man. I know from now on. Yeah. That's what you do at a Mexican party. You bring Coors Light.
That shit tastes like piss water. Nobody's touching that. We want that kickback. Give me that Sierra Nevada. Give me that motherfucking... I even take that IPA. You can keep that shit. That silver bullet. That white man made that shit up. We don't want that.
I'm not kidding. Dude.
I know.
The fire pit. Man, the chairs. The tables. Yeah. The decorations. Everything. In 3 hours, it was... I was like...
And,
little Mexican elves come clean.
They probably did it before to the point where they knew, man, just relax. That's what she was telling you, man. You ain't got to worry about shit.
That's what they said. They said, the people in the front, they take all the shit, recycling.
Man, cans, that's money. Fuck.
God damn, they probably made $100-$150 in that fucking party.
Man, keep hustling. Everybody out there, keep hustling, baby.
So then they had, why can't I think of it? Oh, Menudo. And they said that's good for like a hangover. They all had Menudo, and I'm like, I'm good.
Man, 6 o'clock, I was back in the street, rolling, B. Feel good. I'm telling you, it felt good to talk to you that night. Feel good to smile. It feel good to enjoy life, be alive and shit. And like I said, man, we was back in the days, it might have been me behind the dumpster with somebody's girlfriend in my arms. You know what I mean?
But that's true.
We didn't came a long way in these fucking streets, so.
We did.
We did. Yeah. Toast to us. Liquor license. Shit.
Proud of it.
Yeah. Hashtag. Oh, proud.
I got 10,000 other things, but a bitch ain't one. I'm saying right now is that, like, all right. If you are a person who listens to this show, okay, I don't care if you like holidays or not. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
And I still did the holiday special, and y'all know how I feel about holiday. But the point is, it's for the world. It's for the kids. It's for everybody else.
Love the kids.
Oh, man, Critter love the kids. Yeah. Y'all can remember that one. Put that on the shirt next year. Might get a Critter ugly Christmas sweater.
Ooh.
Critter love the kids.
Well, with the actual
the little Critter from the movie. From the movie. Dude, I got it planned. I'm telling you, I just dropped it on you.
Ooh,
that's a preview.
Shit.
That was a preview. They did. They're going to trip out. You think a gay man was saying some nice shit about me. They'd be like,
no more, because I already love that idea.
Critter.
I love that idea.
What is your name? Say your name again. Oh, my God. It's on us fucking.
And instead of George Clooney was in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
But if I wear that sweater, you got to dye your hair silver and you got to dye the beard. No, well, you got to shave the beard. But you got to dye your hair silver and you got to do the silver fox sitting in the Philadelphia barbershop with the sweater.
Explain to the audience.
He has to be his Mike Pence for Christmas. Because Mike Pence was in the hood in Philly trying to get the vote. And he sat in a black barbershop. I don't know what the fuck they did to his hair, but it was the best picture I ever seen. He had the little cape on and shit.
Sir. Sorry, just, I don't mean to pat you here.
What is that y'all say? Fade? What I was doing there,
I was getting, for the campaign, I just wanted to make sure that my hair looked well and it was kempt. I asked for the Caesar and they said no.
No. What about the parts?
The parts automatically there, sir. I am a white gentleman. I apologize.
White gentleman. I'm telling you, I was very proud of Pence.
Thanks, Mike.
Extending his deepest gratitude. They won the Electoral College today on our Christmas special.
Well, all right. Like I said, shout out to all you guys. I know sometimes we could be brutal and whatever, talk about stupid shit. This is for everybody.
Man,
if you listen to us, thank God.
Shout out to the Iowa crew. Shout out to Uncle Luke, South Beach. Shout out to Tree Man. Shout out to the Bogues. I met him a couple times. Cool motherfucker. But shout out to
RJ,
me and my motherfucking
Bruce
G.
Bruce
hit it. Shout out to you. Me and my G was standing up next to each other. I heard people say this probably gonna be his wife. I'm glad I was there to be a part of that conversation because I care. I never stopped caring, and he'll tell you that. No weirdo shit. None of that other shit, no homosexual bones in my body, but shout out to the homosexuals because y'all motherfuckers is cool as fuck too.
That's twice. That's twice, so you shout out gay people, dog.
Shout out your mom and them for sending you gifts. Shout out to my mama for sending a gift every motherfucking
day. And you have another new pair of underwear.
Shout out to Under Armour, Boxer Jocks from my boy.
I seriously went and got those for you.
Shout out to Kevin Plank. We coming for that check, motherfucker.
Kevin Plank? How do you know that's his name? If you know the shit
be going on in my mind right now, you'd be like, this motherfucker here. It's still so. Man, I'm so serious.
All right, I might
start shooting jump shots again.
I'll take you when I'm.
Oh, Oracle.
You got fucked up legs. Ooh. You got
Staples.
You got fucked up legs. I can go around you.
Oh, Terrio. Oh, but man, for real, that was some fucking gangsta ass boogie.
What was
the whole backyard boogie? That shit was fly as fuck.
We only spent an hour talking about it, so man, I hope you guys. It was a visual or a audio image.
Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage.
All right. I should have just ended it there. Fuck, that would have been a good
thing. It would have been, but you kept going, motherfucker. Usually he hit that button on the perfect time, and he's so excited, he said another word. I said, oh, shit, we're going to do this again. Hold on. So now we got to keep talking until the end on the right note, though.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Because we're not fucking nobody's face for Christmas. We're not going to fuck y'all face. We're going to get back to that next week.
No, we'll fuck Santa's face.
No, because Santa don't exist. Fuck that. No, don't hit that fucking button. No, motherfucker.
Well, you know
who... Fuck that. What's missing? Y'all don't even understand. I just did a Dikembe.
I got a Caesar, dog.
You ain't got no fucking Caesar.
That's what I asked him for.
Nah, you pincing. You Brad Pittin. He got a fly ass right, little goatee and shit.
He's scared to go Republican and just shave that shit off and put his fucking red tie on. You have a fucking hip hop album. Can you please make a song called You Just Pincing?
Man, we're going to leave y'all on this note. I got it for you.
Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log.